Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for having me today, and thank you for the great introduction to put things into good perspective. Yes, as you said, I'm leading the Accelerate 2030 program within the Impact Hub Network, which is a global network of Impact Hub entrepreneurs with communities in more than 100 locations in more than 60 countries in the world, just to give the context. And within this program that we co-launched with UNDP in 2016, we've been present in more than 30 countries supporting nearly 500 entrepreneurs. And we've, of course, seen some brilliant innovation that are tech-enabled and that are digital solutions. Of course, there is a lot of social innovation as well, so technology is not always the predeterminant of innovation, but a lot of them are, let's say, technology-enabled. I can share a few examples from our own cohorts. And I was also at a really interesting conference in Lausanne, a city 30 minutes away from here, yesterday, where I actually interviewed some of the entrepreneurs on spot to kind of also understand what their perspective is. So I'm happy to, throughout the session, bring different examples. Maybe quickly from our cohorts. We have one company that we've supported in Turkey called Eureka, and they're addressing the problem of data quality and comparability between different stakeholders when it comes to waste management and processing. So they've developed this end-to-end software solutions that can help kind of the whole value chain of waste management and make it more transparent, the data more accessible, and thus the process more efficient. They have been doing this for quite a few years and they're quite successful. Another really interesting example from Colombia is a company called Unergy. They're a platform that democratizes and decentralizes sustainable and digital investments in solar energy. So very simply put, what they do is using rooftops of different companies that are otherwise not besides of covering the building, are free for our other users. So they would use them to put solar panels in which anyone, any company or any individual can actually invest in those solar projects. They get as a token of their investment a UWAT, which is a token that, so they are working on the blockchain, they've tokenized these investments, and based on these UWATs, they can then have a return on investment. So it helps that the platform collects data in real time on the renewable energy projects, consumption and saving. The data goes into a Unergy blockchain and it's visualized on their platform, and then each project is divided into UWATs, tokens that represent real WATs or a percentage of ownership on the project, and then investors can register and invest by buying UWATs related to the project, and the revenues coming from the energy produced is originating new UWATs in the reserve, and those are distributed to token owners. So sorry, I had to read this, it's quite technical, and I understand it's a technical explanation, but just to say that they've developed a few technological solutions that are already available, and they've thought out of the box on how can we use assets that are otherwise not used to then use technology to turn them into useful assets, and also create impact and create an investment opportunity for people that would otherwise not have access to such investment opportunities. So it's individuals like you and me that can go and invest in impactful projects. So those are a couple of examples from our cohorts. And I can add more as the time allows. But for example, one very inspiring one that I met yesterday, and it's actually a team of a Bosnian and someone from Macedonia, where I originally, North Macedonia, where I originally come from. So what they do is they take the super data centers that are usually very centralized and driven by big tech companies. They want to switch that model into smaller data centers that can be decentralized and accessed by local communities by actually proposing a collaboration between utility companies, a tech company, and a real estate company, so anyone who has a building where they can install these computers. This would actually allow local communities and entrepreneurs access computing resources that might otherwise be accessible to them, but somewhere at a centralized resource, and lock them in higher costs later in the process. But then what they want to do is use the heat from these computers and actually use it, repurpose it into the building where they use. So the heat is not wasted, but it's then reused in the facility. So those are a few examples, and I can share some of the recommendations that these entrepreneurs have for policy.